faith, trust, expectation. Heaven's View Ministry. The truth will be making you free. John 8:32. Faith, trust, expectation. Part 4. Let us remember that if and when we remain faithful, we will receive our reward. Galatians 6:9-10, from the Concordant Literal Version. Now we may not be despondent in ideal doing, for in due season we shall be reaping, if we do not faint. Consequently, then, as we have occasion, we are working for the good of all, yet especially for the family of faith. So, what do you do if you do faint? I praise Yahweh for every day of my life, even the hard ones of the past. Yes, in the past, as I share in the book Yahweh led me to write, keeping the faith through the unthinkable. Because of the choices I made in life, I found myself biblically shunned by the group of radical truth seekers I walked with. Many of the times, I was rightly shunned, and I praise Yahweh for it all, because it taught me to look to Yahweh alone. No human, no person, no pity, no help, no one else. Yahweh. I learned to pick myself up and keep going. I learned to strengthen myself in Yahweh, just as David did. Read 1 Samuel 30:1-6. This is another scripture image up in my home. 1 Samuel 30:6. Yet David encouraged himself in Yahweh, his Elohim. I admit, even just a few days ago, I was focused on myself and felt tired and just felt like quitting. I felt it occurring, and I allowed it for almost 2 days. But then I stopped. I stopped wallowing in pity and sin. Yahweh so kindly reminded me of Revelation 2:10b, that to receive the wreath of life, I must remain faithful to the end. So I picked myself up and got back on the narrow way. I kept walking. Revelation 2:10b, from the Concordant Literal Version. Become faithful until death, and I shall be giving you the wreath of life. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father, for reminding me of your word. Yahweh is so faithful, so kind, so loving. Jude 1:20-25, from the Concordant Literal Version. Now you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, anticipating the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ for life aeonian. And to those, indeed, who are doubting, be merciful, yet others be saving, snatching them out of the fire. Yet to others be merciful with fear, hating even the tunic spotted by the flesh. Now to him who is able to guard you from tripping, and to stand you flawless in sight of his glory, in exaltation, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, might, and authority before the entire eon, now, as well as for all the eons. Amen. Yahweh so kindly guarded me from tripping. Yahweh reminded me to keep going, to keep myself in His love. And, as it is written here, building yourselves up in your most holy faith. How? Praying in tongues, praying in Holy Spirit. Do you pray in tongues? Do I pray in tongues? How often? I must look back to a few days ago and see why I even allowed myself to feel such worldly and sinful emotion. Pity, quitting, etc. Where did I go, or how did I allow myself to feel such sin? What did it begin with? I better cut that out of my life. Stop it. Yes and amen. Train myself to not even get close to the edge of the path, much less go off of it. Pray in tongues. Stand with Yahweh. Become faithful. Let's go to Ephesians. Paul's writings are so encouraging, so very helpful. I could spend weeks reading, soaking in, teaching on the book of Ephesians alone. Not today. We will only look at a piece in chapter 3. Ephesians 3:14 through 21, from the Concordant Literal Version. On this behalf am I bowing my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, after whom every kindred in the heavens and on earth is being named, that He may be giving you, in accord with the riches of His glory, to be made staunch with power through His Spirit in the man within, Christ to dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, having been rooted and grounded in love, should be strong to grasp, together with all the saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ as well, which transcends knowledge, that you may be completed for the entire complement of God. Now to Him who is able to do super excessively above all that we are requesting or apprehending, according to the power that is operating in us, to Him be glory in the Ecclesia and in Jesus Christ for all the generations of the eon of the eons. Amen. Oh, glorious! Paul is bowing to Yahweh, asking that Yahweh will give you and me in the amount of Yahweh's richness of glory to be made strong with power, and for Yeshua to live in our hearts through faith. And, jumping down to verse 20, Yahweh is able to do above and beyond what we are asking for, according to the power of Yahweh that is operating through us. How much of Yahweh's power is operating through me? Really? Yeshua lives in us. In us. Does my life show this? Really? Does my faith and trust and expectation show this? Where and how can I improve? Great! Do it, Tamra! By the way, this study, faith, trust, expectation, this study is for me. I wrote this all to help myself. And Yahweh showed me that if I need it to know this and to encourage myself to live this more deeply, then you may need this also. Amen. Plus, I invite you to come join us here at Heaven's View Ministry. Here, we help and disciple others to remain faithful to the end. We speak truth. We are serious. We love Yahweh and place Him first. Amen. We live and do the Word. Amen. Come and join us. If you would like to know others who seriously love Yahweh and those whose goal is walking holy before Him, it is easier to remain faithful with others who live the same. Amen. I invite you to go to our beliefs page and see some of what we focus on here. Also, to go to our biblical discipleship page and contact me for help and unity on this narrowed way. Amen. Go to heavensviewministry.org to find these pages on our website. See you soon. I look forward to all the future. Miracles in Yahweh. Amen. Yahweh brings to my mind the panoply. His panoply. Ephesians 6:10-17 from the Concordant Literal Version. For the rest, brethren mine, be invigorated in the Lord and in the might of His strength. Put on the panoply of God to enable you to stand up to the stratagems of the adversary. For it is not ours to wrestle with blood and flesh, but with the sovereignties, with the authorities, with the world mights of this darkness, with the spiritual forces of wickedness among the celestials. Therefore, take up the panoply of God, that you may be enabled to withstand in the wicked day, and, having effected all, to stand. Stand, then, girded about your loins with truth, with the cuirass of righteousness put on, and your feet sandaled with the readiness of the evangel of peace, with all taking up the large shield of faith, by which you will be able to extinguish all the fiery arrows of the wicked one, and receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is a declaration of God. Read this, study this, do this. I will not spend a thorough amount of time on this here today, but it would be wise for us all to study this in depth. Amen. I will point out one thing here. Paul writes for us to put on the panoply. That means we must put it on. That means we must know what the panoply is, and we must know how to put it on. We do this. Watching pointless, sinful television is not putting on the panoply. Gossiping with friends is not putting on the panoply. Arguing with family or co-workers about politics is not putting on the panoply. What do you and I spend our time doing? Yahweh knows. He knows all. Let us look at ourselves and our lives in truth. What do you and I spend our time doing? 1 Thessalonians 1:2-10 from the Concordant Literal Version. We are thanking God always concerning you all, making mention of you in our prayers, unintermittingly remembering your work of faith and toil of love and endurance of expectation of our Lord Jesus Christ in front of our God and Father, having perceived, brethren beloved by God, your choice. For the evangel of our God did not come to you in word only, but in power also, and in Holy Spirit, and much assurance, according as you are aware. Such we became among you, because of you. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in much affliction with joy of Holy Spirit, so that you become models to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you has been sounded forth the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but in every place your faith toward God has come out, so that we have no need to be speaking of anything, for they are reporting concerning us what kind of an entrance we have had to you, and how you turned back to God from idols, to be slaving for the living and true God, and to be waiting for His Son out of the heavens, whom He rouses from among the dead, Jesus, our rescuer, out of the coming indignation. What do you and I spend our time doing? Do we show works of faith and toil of love and endurance of expectation of our Lord Jesus Christ? Let me be clear here. Works do not save you or I. No, we do not receive salvation and justification by works. No. However, when we receive Yahweh's grace, salvation, and justification, our hearts will gladly do works for Yahweh. Our hearts will desire to live for Him and give our life breaths to Him. Amen. How do we grow our faith? Romans 10:17. From the Concordance Literal Version. Consequently, faith is out of tidings, yet tidings through a declaration of Christ. How do we grow our faith? Read the Word of Yahweh. Study the Bible. Listen to the New Testament audios for free at concordant.org. Listen to, watch the videos of, or read the transcripts of all the Bible teachings here at Heaven's View Ministry. Go to heavensviewministry.org. Listen to the Bible. Listen to these Bible teachings and listen to truth all the time. Turn off the television. In fact, throw it out with the trash, or sell it and give the money to the poor. I got rid of my television over 12 years ago. Best decision ever. Praise Yah! Listen to the truth and miracles of Yahweh while cooking, while eating meals, while doing laundry, when walking and exercising, even as you sleep, for truth will be embedded into your subconscious. Amen. Because your subconscious never sleeps. Amen. The more time we spend reading the Bible, studying Yahweh's word and His ways and laws, the more our lives will change and look more like Yeshua. Amen. Faith. Our faith grows when we cultivate it. And it dies when we ignore it. Plus, this is also true of sin and fear. They grow if or when we cultivate them. And they die when we ignore them. So, I tell myself, ignore any feeling of fear, and it will die. Amen. As I shared in the beginning, practice, practice, practice. Which do you choose? Which do I choose? Which will we grow? Which will we ignore? How is your faith? How is my faith? This is the question Paul asked of the Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 3:5 from the Concordant Literal Version. Therefore, when I also could by no means longer refrain, I send to know of your faith. This is the only purposeful topic to discuss, to wonder, or ask of myself and others. How is your faith? Are you maturing? Are you taking steps forward in your faith in Yahweh? In your trust of Yahweh? In your expectation of miracles of Yahweh? In your daily walk with Yahweh? In obeying the leading of the Spirit of Yahweh? Perfection is not expected. Amen. Maturity is expected. Amen. How is my faith? Really? How is your faith? Really? Are we maturing or backsliding? 1 Timothy 4:1 from the Concordant Literal Version. Now the Spirit is saying explicitly that in subsequent eras, some will be withdrawing from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and the teachings of demons. Let us keep ourselves in the faith. Amen. One of my new favorite scriptures, which is now up on the walls of my home, is 1 Timothy 4:12 through 16. In these be word, behavior, love, faith, purity, reading, entreaty, teaching. Paul reminded Timothy to be his faith, to live his faith. My past mentor would say, I would rather see a sermon than hear one. Am I being and living what I speak here? Am I doing what I say for you to do? Well, this study, faith, trust, expectation. I struggled a few times, even while writing this study. I struggled with faith and with trust in Yahweh. Then I questioned myself and desired to go close myself off for a few weeks, or months, or even a year, to grow first before teaching this, to live this first before teaching this, because I saw my own faith slip, and I felt fear in a few areas in my life. Fear is opposite of trust. And I allowed my mind to go on and on in fear and in lies and in negativity. Forgive me, Father. Father brings to mind how a late mentor would say sometimes in Bible studies, I am not teaching this because I am excellent at this. No, I am teaching this because Yahweh is showing me this, and I am bold enough and humble enough to look at it in my own life, and bold enough and humble enough to then also speak about it to you. This is not an exact quote, but the idea is clear. I am not perfect, which is good, because then you do not have to be perfect either. Amen. But I keep on going. I keep on walking. I keep on the narrow path. All praise and thanks and glory to Yahweh. And I share with you, Father brings to my mind often, and for years and years now, how people are wrongly taught in the world to make a life plan, or even a 5-year plan, or a 10-year plan. But Yahweh shows me to do this for my faith, for my spirit, to make a spirit life plan, and a 5-year spirit plan, and a 10-year spirit plan. Amen. To focus on and care about my spirit and my faith. Amen. Meaning, for me, and you if you desire, to care about how we will remain faithful to the end, so we may receive the wreath of life. Revelations 2:10b. This is the most important aspect in all of life. So let me and you make the most effort and spend the most time and the most energy in remaining faithful to the end, which means becoming full of faith in Yahweh, becoming full of trust in Yahweh, becoming full of expectation in Yahweh. Guard our spirit, guard our walk and time with Father, guard what is in us. 2 Timothy 1:16. The ideal thing committed to you, guard through the Holy Spirit, which is making its home in us. The parable of the sower and the seed comes to mind here. I am not going to go through it here, but I do encourage you and myself to read through it. Study it also. Learn how to be and remain fertile soil. Thus, with strong faith. Amen. Read Mark 4:2-20 for the parable of the sower and the seed. I will read here tonight this scripture of caution, 1 Timothy 6:10, from the Concordant Literal Version. For a root of all of the evils is the fondness for money, which some, craving, were led astray from the faith, and try themselves on all sides with much pain. What am I fond of, really? What are you fond of, really? What do I think about? What do I talk about? What do I focus on? What do I long for? What do I strive for? Yahweh? The Bible? My relationship with Yahweh? Or money and paying bills and finances and more and better stuff? Choices and consequences. The blessing and the curse. Read Deuteronomy 11:26-28 and Deuteronomy 28:1-29:1. Plus, Yahweh led me to do an entire study on this, the blessing and the curse. You can find this teaching on our website. Simply go to heavensviewministry.org and click on Bible Teachings in the menu. and then click on this study, Praise Yahweh. You can also click this link here if you are reading the transcript. Choices and consequences. Choose wisely. Amen. We do our part. Pray. Give thanks. Live in and by the Spirit. Run away from evil. Do good and trust Yahweh. Have faith in Yahweh. Be expectant of Yahweh. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 through 24 from the Concordant Literal Version. Be praying unintermittingly. In everything be giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Quench not the Spirit. Scorn not prophecies. Yet be testing all, retaining the ideal, from everything wicked to the perception, abstain. Now may the God of peace himself be hallowing you wholly, and may your unimpaired spirit and soul and body be kept blameless in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who is calling you, who will be doing it also. Praise Yahweh that he is faithful. Thank you, Father. Amen. This is the end of part 4 of 5 in our study. Faith, trust, expectation. Let us believe and live out the scriptures. Amen. Live in faith. Listen to the next part of this Bible study. Faith, trust, expectation. You will find this whole series at rumble.com on our channel titled Heaven's View, as well as on the Bible Teachings page of our website, heavensviewministry.org. Thank you for joining us here at Heaven's View Ministry. Find more revelations and teachings from Yahweh, including miraculous healings today, the importance and truth of the baptism in the Spirit, plus many more revelations and teachings as and when Yahweh and His Spirit are revealing them to me to herald and declaim. Praise Yahweh! Be healed today through our Yahweh-led miraculous healing services and broadcasts. The apostolic faith is alive today. Yahweh heals today. Just as Yeshua's spoken words healed the centurion's son from a distance, read John 4:46-54, our Father heals across distances today also. He heals through spoken words. And through replays of spoken words, He is Yahweh. All is possible with Him. Read Matthew 19:26. Read the whole Bible, in fact. Receive your own personal healing from Yahweh at BeHealedToday.org. Then, when you are miraculously and instantly healed, share your miracle healing testimony with me. Praise the living Elohim. Amen. Test the spirits. Read 1 John 4:1. Fact check and spirit check everything you see, hear, and read, including the heraldings and teachings here at Heaven's View Ministry. Also, test your own spirit. Are you truly living in Yahweh's peace? Really? Find out now. Answer the 40 questions on the Peaceometer and get free tips and help to increasing your true peace in Yahweh. Heaven's View Ministry. The truth will be making you free. John 8:32. Come and be free. Climb out of the box of lies. Live in freedom. Live in truth. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is near. Get ready. Remain ready. Be committed. Be faithful until the end and receive the wreath of life. Be healed today. Live in the apostolic faith today. Yahweh heals. Yahweh sets the captives free. Yahweh binds the broken of heart. Yahweh raises the dead. Yahweh sets us free. Praise His holy name. You are invited to be radical as Yeshua is calling us to be. Learn the truth in the Bible, not from any mistranslations nor human interpretations leading to misapplications of the truth. See miracles today. Be healed yourself. Be a miracle of Yahweh today. Just as when Yeshua walked the earth and healed others. I myself was miraculously healed of a depleted disc in my sacrum. Excruciating back pain for years. Sitting, standing, lying down. I was unable to find comfort. Living with pain like a knife in my back constantly. No cure, the doctors said. Well, Yahweh instantly healed me. Praise His holy name. Be baptized in the Spirit. Know Yahweh and walk in His power. Join us in obeying His every word, living radically and completely sold out for Yahweh, El Shaddai, the Creator of everything. Join us at Heaven's View Ministry today. I am called by Yahweh to be His conduit, for Him to work miraculous healings through my prayers for you, like Peter, Paul, as well as Stephen. Just as Yeshua Himself stated, "Verily, verily, I am saying to you, he who is believing in me, the works which I am doing, he also will be doing, and greater than these will he be doing, for I am going to the Father. And whatsoever you should be requesting in my name, this I will be doing, that the Father should be glorified in the Son." John 14:12-13, from the Concordant Literal Version. I am called to comfort, to speak, and to serve you. How may I help you? Contact me at heavensviewministry.org. BeHealedToday.org or WhereTheSpiritOfTheLord Is.com. Come join us at Heaven's View Ministry. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Philippians 4:23. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh bless you and keep you. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh light up His face towards you and be gracious to you. May Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh lift His face to you and appoint peace for you. Numbers 6:24-26. Amen and amen. See you soon. I look forward to all the future holds. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise His holy name. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.